if you go to the University of Chicago Press, their Journal of Modern History, Volume 50, Number 4, December 1978, a study...
Sat in his back garden, Ken Livingston shows me a summary of an academic paper that he says supports his insistence that Adolf Hitler supported a movement to establish a Jewish nation.
After Britain banned Jewish migration to Palestine, the Gestapo worked with Israeli agents in Mossad to secretly migrate 10,000 German Jews to Palestine. I would say, when you add all that together, that is a clear element of support for Zionism, because the Zionists were the one group of Jews that Hitler was prepared to work with.
He isn't backing down. The paper's almost 40 years old, but he cites in aid of his arguments a 1935 law that banned Jews from flying the German flag, but let them, in the words of that country at that time, display the Jewish colours.
How can you posit that as some sort of support for them?
Well, of course it was supporting exactly the same way that medals were printed, were made, which had the swastika on one side and the Pole's Iron Star on the other. Literally, there's such a history of collaboration. And the reason for that is not that Hitler wanted a Jewish state. He wanted to get Jews out of Germany.
And he doesn't accept that him talking repeatedly about Hitler has damaged his party. Instead, he blames, among others, a Jewish paper.
What caused offence were those people who opened the page of the Jewish Chronicle and saw that the claim that I'd said Hitler was a Zionist, the claim that I said Jews were the same as Nazis, and 1 week later, the article saying I had said that hating Jews in Israel wasn't anti-Semitic.
So you blame the Jewish Chronicle for the damage done to Labour by this row?
Yes, by printing a lie.
It's the Jewish Chronicle's fault?
Not just the Jewish Chronicle, the main cause of all of this were those Labour MPs who initiated the lie that I'd said Hitler was a Zionist.
Not a Zionist, he says, but a supporter of Zionism. The Jewish Chronicle says it stands by its reporting and he hasn't complained to them. Whatever happens today for Ken Livingston alongside his barrister Michael Mansfield, it's almost certainly not the end of this long row.
My barrister's had some of the greatest legal triumphs of modern times and thinks we can go for judicial review, and I suspect he's right.
A legal challenge then if he's thrown out, but if he's kept in...
We, as the party's only Jewish affiliate, would clearly have no option but to take it to the next step. That would be party conference. And yes, we do believe that we would have support for such a move.
Jeremy Newmark of the Jewish Labour Movement, who gave evidence against Ken Livingston at this hearing, ready to have him debated on the floor of Labour's autumn conference, if he's still a member by then.
He was a larger-than-life figure in Labour politics for decades, but his obsession with Hitler and the Holocaust, his seemingly consistent need to calibrate his language to cause maximum hurt and pain to Jewish people and Holocaust survivors in this country, has created a situation where there can no longer be a place for him inside our party.